Testing, one. Are you there, guys? Are you there? Hey, guess what? It's another time for that podcast. That's right. The Mandated Podcast Show with your host, Selwyn Robbins. Here I am, guys, once again. Great to speak to you again today. Man, it's so awesome. It's so awesome. Blessings to each and every one of you. Today is Sunday, July the 11th. Wow. Can you believe we're already halfway through the year, beginning the second half? Man, you know, time flies. There's nothing false about that statement at all. And it has been moving. But just as time has been moving, I have been moving just as well, trying to stay up with the things that are in front of me. And man, I'm telling you, it's an exciting time. It is an exciting time. Before I get into anything, fellas, you know, I always want to ask you how you are doing, but I want to follow up on that and ask you, where do you want to be? Mind you, this is something that I changed and started speaking at the beginning of this year. I know I've said it to you, but in order for me to speak it towards you, I had to speak it in myself. And I say all of this because too long have we been in a stagnant place. You know, we felt that there's more to us or more that we needed to be doing or different places we had to go. But whatever it may be, we have to speak it so that we can be it. And I know who I am right now, but I know who I'm called to be and who I want to be. And, you know, in those areas such as manhood, fatherhood, ministry, business, those areas and even more, I continue to push those boundaries. It's not in the sense of taking all these giant leaps, but these little bitty steps, continuing to grow within myself. And at some point in time, whatever I'm learning, whatever I'm gleaning, I expect that to be a seed and a fruit for myself and all those that hear my voice. And man, I'm so excited because it's just an exciting time. You know, recently, my daughter-in-law, Aaliyah, she just graduated from the University of Phoenix with her bachelor's in education. She has already been a practicing teacher, but now she has the credentials behind it. And she is awesome. My son, her husband, has been supporting her from day one, and he is just celebrating her to the highest because he, as he's mentioned, he noticed how dedicated she was from the jump to make this thing real. And I have to say, what is even more real about it is that she is the first college graduate in her family. And so guys, I want to say this, you know, something that you're doing is going to bless others. You know, her family now is blessed to say we have a graduate in the family. So her brothers and sisters after her can have an example of what to do and how to do different things or whatnot because of what she did. And just as I'm creating these podcasts, working in business, even my job, my marriage, my son, our sons and our daughters now have a template to work from, a blueprint to go by so that they can build just as well. So when I posed the question of where do you want to be, I don't speak that lightly. I speak it from experience and I want you to meditate on it so that you can be purposeful in everything that you're doing. So what else has been going? Oh, hey, this is a big news for me. Big news for me. A couple of things. Was this July, March, April, May, June, July? Okay, so it was in May, if I'm correct, May 7th, I became a U.S. citizen. Yay! Yes, I became a citizen of the United States of America, and it is awesome. Man, you know, I would probably have to make another episode on that, but just a quick insight into that, you know, going into the ceremony, of course, it being different due to the COVID restrictions. We were all basically in the waiting room, which they have now turned into the graduating room to say, but it was really cool and it was honestly very quick. But I truly appreciate everybody that helped me through the process, especially I have to say the individual that interviewed me probably about a month and a half prior to. Cool man. And he was, you know, very laid back. And you know, we went through the standard interview questions. And At the end, he's like, all right, congratulations. You've passed the test. So just wait for the letter to come in the mail to let you know when the graduation ceremony will be held. And when he said that, I was really taken aback. I'm like, oh, really? Sweet. That was my reaction. So nonetheless, I went through the, I was actually waiting for that letter in the mail. Mind you, I don't like mail. I don't like anything that come in the mail in the form of a bill or junk mail, right? Unless I know a check is coming. But I tell you, this one time I was adamantly waiting for that letter to come. And when I received it, man, it was a relief to say, you know what? I actually did it. You know, after years of waiting, spending money, being denied, getting myself together, basically, you know, it was all right. You know, this thing is real. And let me say this about the process. Well, excuse me, not the process, but on my side of things, why I waited. And it's because, for lack of a better word, I procrastinated. I was like, oh, I got time to do this. I wasn't really ready. You know, at the same time, it was like, do I really want to do this? Because, you know, I'm good. I'm from Port of Spain, Trinidad and Tobago. And I like who I am. I felt I didn't need to add to my identity. Well, that was false. That was true in its time. But in the end, I did need to add to my identity. I've been here in the States since I was about 7 years, 6 or 7 years old. I've served in the military. And I figured, you know, and this is, you know, since I was young to this day, you know, if I'm going to volunteer my life for this country, which I'm officially not a part of, just a permanent resident, I need to get something out of it and continue to support. So the citizenship actually was the culmination of all of that throughout the years and even more. And I truly believe because I am now a citizen, of course, I can apply for my passport. But I believe that was very integral for where God wants to take my wife and I. I had to get that done, not just to say I'm a citizen, but now to say that I am an individual, a man that will be able to do even more works, explore different areas or whatnot. So that's one of the biggest things for me. Also, I have to say that I'm looking to launch my first book either by the end of this month or the beginning of September. And I was about to tell you the title. Nope, I'm not going to tell you. You're going to have to wait. But this is just going to be a glimpse of my past life. Of course, I'm not able to encapsulate everything at all. But I think it's really going to be something that touches the men and women that read it to understand the perspective of an individual that had to learn to grow up in fatherhood and manhood and explore different parts of his life, and speaking about different parts of my life, hopefully to engage you to become better. And that's what this book is all about, is to help you become better. And it's not that you are bad, because it's not focused that way. It's about understanding where you are, the things that are going on in your life, getting insight to it, and then putting work to it. And we'll explore that another time. But hey, two great things happening on this side of Mandated, and I hope you have some exciting news. I would love to hear things that are happening with you. You can send me an email. You can send me a recorded message here on anchor.fm. Just click the link to leave a message below the show caption, and I would love to hear from you guys. Also, I would love for you to be able to support this ministry, Mandated, going forward if you would like. Because as I've been talking to my wife, you know, I said, I really want to do more with this. And when it comes to the finances, where would I like to support? What organizations would I like to connect in that form so that they can receive support just as well? So guys and gals, if you would like to be a part of that, please donate. All right. So when we come back, I'm going to talk about a subject. This is related to masculinity, but one that I don't think I've really heard a lot of, but it was based off a conversation recently with my wife. So, hey guys, take a quick break. And when you come back, get your water, get your coffee, because we're gonna rap a little bit about this. All right. All right, guys. All right. We are back from the break. And as I said, we're going to, of course, speak on the topic of masculinity, but on a subtopic that I really haven't heard a lot of lately. I don't know where it's been, but I know it's actually important on who we are as men, because it actually drives us, or it can be adverse to how we live. And this stems from a conversation my wife and I had, I want to say last Friday night or something like that. We were on a mini date, and we were speaking on, we were speaking about confidence in a way. And what came up was why, and me particular, because I tell myself about this, I struggle with confidence, and at times I still do in certain areas. And when you are kind of struggling with being confident in yourself, you know, confidence is not the source of something, it's actually the result of something. As we were speaking, I realized what it was. And this is something today as men, we actually still operate in some form or fashion. And today what we're going to open up about is competition, right? Matching up, going toe-to-toe or head-to-head. You've heard those terminologies before, especially when it comes to sports. And I told her that and this is how a falsehood happens for us as men, but it actually started when we were younger. I played basketball, I played football, I ran track, but more specifically in basketball, one thing they ask for the team is a lineup, right? Who are your starting five? What are their stats, right? And one of the stats for me is, or at least the description was my height. And everybody has this, of course, right? You can't get away from it. What is your height? Well, they put on the paper 5'7", but I'm actually 5'6½", right? So as we move along in sports, as we move along in life, period, we now have to live up to something that was spoken over us that we were not in agreement with, or actually was false. All right. So let's go a little further in this. So me being 5'6½" and 5'7", hey, look, I'm a short brother. I don't mind a half inch, you know. It makes me hold my chin up a little bit higher, you know, keep my chest out, and walk tall, basically. But I realized one thing that happened because of that. It said, my mindset was like, whoa, hold on. I'm not 5'7". I can't live up to that. Wow, right? I can't live up to that. Because what happened is that now my teammates are questioning, it's like, oh, no, I thought that brother was a little shorter than that, but okay. But now the enemy, I don't want to go so deep, the enemy, but now the opponent knows, hey, I'm 5'7", right? And what do they do? I just mentioned that word just a second ago. They match you up. They compare you. They say, well, okay, if you're a 5'7 guard, you could probably handle or guard somebody that's at least 5'7", maybe about 5'9", 5'10", right? But though I was short, I was quick. I'm telling you, it was hard to get around me. And that's one thing that was great in was defense. But nonetheless, we're compared, and that's how we go about life. How do I want to say this? Okay, there's an individual, who is it? Bill Winston, famous minister in the faith up in Chicago, Illinois. I happened to see him years ago. I went to a Potter's House men's event. This was their men's conference in Fort Worth at the convention center, right? And I tell you, this man is power packed. He can speak the word. And one thing I love about him is that he is really centered in faith. He speaks a lot about faith, you know, speaking those things that be not as though they are. That's part of faith. And I was always drawn to him because I see him as, or I see myself as him being powerful, that is. Well, it happened that probably, I don't know which day of the conference, myself and a few of the other men that were with me, or I had joined, we had went across the street to the hotel where I think we were having lunch or something like that. Well, in the lobby, guess who pops up? Good old Bill Winston, right? And one thing that I immediately looked at was his height. And he, if I'm correct, he may be a little shorter than me, if not the same height, but not taller. And this is what I said to myself. I'm like, look, if this short little man can preach the word with such fire and commitment and authority, I can do the same. But I was looking at the wrong thing. You know, as I said, you know, if I'm 5'7", I'm matched up against somebody else that's 5'7". But I don't care who's in front of me or who you're in front of. It doesn't matter if you're the same height. It's about what skills, what power you have within. You know, I may be 5'7", but look, come on now. I might be able, well, no, I can't guard Michael Jordan. I'm not gonna push it that far, right? But I know I could guard somebody because I have it in me. If I'm not looking up to the comparison and not, let me put it this way. Let me go to biblical standard. Let's talk about David and Goliath. Everybody knows Goliath was about 10 feet, right? David, let's give him about 6 foot. That's a big difference. But how did he operate? He operated with the God. He operated with the authority. And naturally, he operated with a slingshot, his experience. And that's what we have to understand about ourselves. If we have those three areas that we can operate from in our lives. What is the tool that you're going to use? What is the experience that came with those tools? And who's backing you? You know, I don't care what trouble I could have got in. You know, as a kid, I always had somebody backing me, and that was my father or my mother. And when you understand that you have a strong backing, you can operate in that same strength. Not worrying about what's in front of you. And that's how David moved. He didn't worry about this Goliath, this Philistine, this uncircumcised Philistine, speaking that he was going to basically kill the children of Israel, anybody that stood up to him. Who's strong enough to stand in front of him? Guys, I want to ask you, how strong are you today within yourself to move forward against the thing that most people will see and flee from? Comparison is an area of our lives that we can either use to our advantage or it could become a disadvantage. I have to understand who I am through my mother and my father, my siblings, my family, but also who God made me to be. He says that I was fearfully and wonderfully made, and we tell him, marvelous are thy works, right? If I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, and then I go back to Genesis and understand he said he created me in his image and likeness, if I truly believe and understand God is God above all gods and how it has all power and authority, which he then gave to man to have authority, dominion, that is, why do I not operate from that position? You know, going back to the NBA, one of the favorite things I used to look at years ago with the old-time players like Magic Johnson, Dominique Wilkins, Michael Jordan, in that time, there came a young player on the squad within the NBA named Spud Webb. Actually, he was here from Dallas. Good old Spud Webb. I think he was about 5 foot tall. Now, mind you, he is in a league that, let's just say, 99.8% of the individuals at a minimum are at least 6 feet two with great athletic agility and ability. But he was hanging with them. He knew how to dribble real quick. He used his height, his speed to his advantage to get deeper into the zone. But then there came a time, you know, at the end of the year where it was NBA All-Star Weekend, right? And he participated in the slam dunk contest. And I'm sure many people were like, how in the world is this brother going to do anything? Oh, well, he showed him. He said, hold on to your seats. I got a little something, something, right? Spud Webb went on to win the slam dunk competition at 5 feet. Come on, people. You got to get in a place where you stop looking at the lives of other people, comparing. And this is where social media comes in big for us today. When we look at their lives through Instagram, through TikTok, through Facebook, anywhere else that shows the lives of somebody, you got to stop comparing yourself. It's like, oh, I could do that. That's where you go wrong. You've got to know who you are and be secure in who you are. And I'm telling you right now, I'm speaking to myself. You've got to be secure in who you are. You don't need to be an NBA player at 6 foot. You can be an NBA player at 5 feet and win more championships than anybody else. You can be, say, the best business person, but yet you never had a degree, right? Come on. You could be the best mother or father, but you didn't have the best upbringing. Look at your life and find out what is inside of you. Take time to write it down. What are your attributes? What are your goods? What are your bads? Those are the things that you need. Don't despise the bad. You know, it is what it is, because out of bad comes good. I'm sorry. I just have to put it that way. If we recognize it, we can use those negative things in our lives as positive. I heard a minister put it this way: never think of the negative negatively, think of it positively. Meaning, whatever may have happened, happened, but learn from it. Put a spin on it to where it can now be an attribute for you and those around you. All right? Guys, you know, when we come back here to the umbrella of masculinity and we look at comparison, you know, we want to make sure we are operating from, how do I want to say, we're operating from the right position. And let me put it this way: if you were to stand up and draw a circle around you, nobody, let me be very clear. If you were to draw a circle around you that's about the width of your shoulder, nobody else can occupy that space. And subsequently, you cannot occupy their space. What am I saying? I'm saying that you are created for a certain space. Whatever is within that zone is you. That is who you are. Nobody else can be you, and you can't be anybody else. Yeah, there's a scripture I was mentioning earlier today. It says, therefore, be imitators of Jesus Christ. This goes back to the beginning of being created in his image and likeness. Guys, we can't take the place of Jesus. Jesus did what he did. He was in his zone, in his circle. He operated fully and above that, above anything we can that we can even imagine. The life that he lived. Guys, you have the same opportunity. Use your circle of influence. That's what it's called. COI, your circle of influence. Those very things that make you up, explore them, strengthen them, build them, and continue to grow in them. Because nobody could do what you do, dude. Nobody. Nobody could be the father that you are. Nobody can be the husband that you are. Nobody could be that great employee that you are. Nobody could be that great businessman that you are. That is all you. So stop comparing yourself and do you. All right, guys, that's today's word. I hope that resonates. Nobody could do you. And this is what we talk about as men. We want to be honest about it, guys. I lived a life of comparison for a long time, and I have to. I'm working on making sure I get away from it because, yeah, I look at social media as millions of other people do. And I say that same thing. It's like, man, I would like to do that. I would want to be that. Well, if you do, operate from your own identity, not somebody else's. All right, guys, this was the Mandated Podcast Show here on Sunday, July 11, 2021. I hope that you are blessed. And those scriptures that you may want to refer to, You could go back to Genesis 2 and read that story. You can also look at, I want to say it's 1 Samuel with 1 Samuel 15, 12 or chapter 15 with the story of David and Goliath. Let's operate from our position of power and not somebody else's. All right, guys. Love you. I'll be talking to you again.